Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. In the studio with us now, Trooper Andrea Pelichek is here. She is a community service officer and public information officer with the State Police based out of Troop F at Milton. She's going to be telling us about the upcoming Citizens Police Academy that's going to be operating in Union County. And, of course, nobody who sits in her chair gets to talk to us or gets out of here without talking a little bit about Camp Cadet that's coming up, too. So I want to ask you about that. Welcome on board.
Thank you so much for having me.
I really do appreciate it. Okay, community service officer. Explain what that individual does for the state police.
So my job, I'm a trooper with the state police, and this job as a community service officer, I am kind of the outreach person to build that bridge between the community and the police world.
Okay, so you would appear at things and talk about the state police at that kind of thing?
That's correct. I go out into the community, go to different events, host different events, again, to kind of build that bridge between the community and policing.
So you'd be in classrooms occasionally or local
Absolutely.
Clubs?
Yep, I go into schools, kind of say hi to the kids, do different presentations in schools. I come on to here and talk to you, and then I'm also hosting a Citizens Police Academy.
Okay, so, and also public information officer, this one I know, you take care of WKOK. That is your primary concern as a PIO, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, but you are sort of the go-between media, like if there's a crash or something, we can get information from you?
That's correct. I am kind of the liaison between the media and the state police for any ongoing incidents that might kind of raise to the news, and I present information for that.
And help out. Yeah, sure. And you're 24/7, really. I think we leave messages on the cell phone anytime, and I think you do get back to us in a timely fashion in that
yes.
manner. So we really appreciate that. All right. Citizens Police Academy of Union County. Tell us all about it.
So this is a program that the Pennsylvania State Police puts on. Now that the world's kind of coming back to normal, we haven't been able to have it for the past 2 years. But we're going to be having it this year in this area in Union County, but anyone in the neighboring areas are welcome to come. It's a six-week program that will be every Tuesday evening from 6 to 8:30 p.m. starting April 12th. So for 6 weeks starting April 12th, the students that come to this program will be able to sit one-on-one with so many different people within law enforcement, learn kind of what their job descriptions is, and then also have that opportunity to ask questions one-on-one and have a small group conversation and voice any concerns or questions they might have also.
Well, I've learned this over the year just from being a reporter, you know, dealing with police and DAs from time to time, and maybe the State Police Academy once in a while, or the State Police Lab in Harrisburg, these kind of things. You kind of get an inside perspective on what's going on, and it's just fabulous knowledge just as a citizen. Is that what the goal is, trying to raise up folks so that they really know what policing's all about?
Absolutely. A lot of times people get their perception of policing based off TV shows and movies, and we're trying to give them a more accurate depiction of what we do on our job.
All right. Who would be some of the guests, for example, that you might get there? Maybe the district attorney. Who else might appear?
Yes, we have the district attorney from Union County. We have a trooper that's coming who's in our criminal investigation unit. We have troopers that are coming that specialize in DUIs and drug recognition. Our forensics unit is coming in. Our crash reconstruction unit's coming in. officers from local departments and a special agent from the FBI are also coming in.
Wow. Like, I can't do things that start in the evening, but I'll tell you what, it'd be fascinating knowledge. The crash reconstruction itself, we saw the team down at the Shamokin Dam on Friday night. I was just amazed at the measurements and the drone and the subtlety to it, but to really come up with, you know, to go back and somehow come up with a visualization of what happened in that crash was very interesting to watch. If folks attend this, what do they receive from it? Is there what are sort of normal follow-ups or post-academy activities?
So we'll have like a graduation ceremony at the during the last day of class. We'll get pizza. We'll have kind of a little party. The certificate doesn't necessarily give you kind of an upper hand for anything, but it allows you to have the knowledge that you didn't have 6 weeks ago regarding policing.
Well, and I think it's, you know, a lot of times people think of sometimes policing is us versus them, but it's really so multidimensional. You know, there's so much to policing. Explain really just how three-dimensional this is, what police do and what state police do.
Absolutely. It just shows, I think, the fact that we're just normal humans, just like everyone else. And I think this class will allow us to show that with also kind of getting to know us on a one-to-one level rather than when we go to incidents and if you had to deal with us because you were in a crash or you got pulled over. Sometimes people don't have the best depiction of us, and this way we can show that we're here to help the community and kind of know that we're just like everybody else.
Well, and I think sometimes police somewhere in the U.S. get a bad name because of an officer, but officers are human. You know, maybe one might act out in a manner that's not ideal, but that's not representative of the whole organization.
That's correct.
And you'll have a chance to talk about that with folks. Will there be a session that relates to sort of incidents or, you know, ultra tense opportunities?
We actually have the week two of the course is all about use of force, and we actually have an instructor from the academy who's a lieutenant coming, and he's going to spend the whole entire class on use of force, and we're also going to have like a simulation type of activity that he's going to bring, so the students of the class are able to be put in that high-stress police situation to kind of see how they react.
Well, and you mentioned simulation. The Borough of Northumberland, the police department, and other officers are helping get a police simulator there that relates to incidents and traffic stops and arrests and things like that. Public understanding, there is more outreach and effort to make sure the public knows what's really happening out there?
Yes, absolutely.
So you're going to be trying to portray that. Well, make sure that we schedule a reporter once or twice to get up there and try to get some of this. So I think this will be important information to pass along. All right. 18 years of age and up. Free, right? Tuition's free to attend the Police Academy, yep, of Union County. So you're primarily targeting Union County residents?
So it's going to be hosted in Union County, but I know that Northumberland and Montour County are all pretty close distance. So as long as you're comfortable coming, are traveling that far, you're welcome to come.
All right, driving back in the dark the first couple nights, so you got to be able to do that. So
yes.
Not everybody wants to do that. Yes, 6 to 8:30 p.m. starts April 12th, Tuesday evenings, ends May 17th, free. How do folks find out and get more information about this?
They're welcome to call me on my phone. My phone number is 717-461-5051.
Okay. And the email is apelachick@pa.gov. That's apelachick@pa.gov. That information also very helpful for folks that are going to get a hold of you for any reason they want a PIO or a community service officer. We have just a few moments left. Tell us about Camp Cadet. If folks aren't familiar with it, maybe explain what it is and that there will be one this year.
Absolutely. So this year, I'm happy to announce we're going to have Camp Cadet again. It's the first time in 2 years we'll be having it. It's a week-long program for our youth and our community between the ages of 12 and 15. It's going to be at Susquehanna University, and it's a week-long program loosely based off the State Police Academy. So the kids are going to be waking up early. They're going to be saying, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. But our two biggest values of camp are teamwork and respect. So they're going to be working as teams to complete different activities, such as obstacle courses. We're going to have like zip lines and rock climbing walls, kind of give them a hands-on activities while also spending the whole week with police officers. So again, they kind of get that realization that we're human, we're here to help them, and we're not just the scary people that pull them over on the side of the road.
Although some troopers do that to me to this very day, that can be part of it. But Camp Cadet, yeah, I've spoken to some young people who went through it, and they just speak so highly of everything they learn. And young men, young women get to be in Camp Cadet. What are the age brackets for Camp Cadet?
Between the ages of 12 and 15.
All right, 12 and 15. So these are folks that are really starting to think about what's something that might be a career. And we know there are some young people around here that went on to law enforcement after a stint at Camp Cadet that had intrigued them and they wanted to participate and learn more. All right, we'll give your phone number again, and then you can have some sort of a closing comment if you wish.
Yes, my phone number again is 717-461-5051.
All right, and that's your state police phone. You probably have your own separate cell phone, so you can use that. So
that's correct.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for coming in. We had a pretty good working relationship with some of the PIOs who preceded you, so we'll continue that. You've been at this, what, for about a year or so?
Just a couple months, actually.
Oh, really? No
yes.
Kidding. Okay, so maybe I thought I had some correspondence with you before. Okay, Trooper Andrea Pelichick, Community Service Officer, Public Information Officer with the State Police, Troop F. Phone number 717-461-5051. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.